Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are looking at a Treasury regulation called 1.263A-3E. This one came out in 2013 and it changed the way property owners think about repairs and replacements on buildings. Here is the question it answers. When you spend money on your building, do you have to capitalize it, which means spread the deduction over years, or can you deduct it right now as a repair? That question matters a lot. A capitalized improvement adds to your asset and appreciates slowly. A repair is a current deduction. The difference can be thousands of dollars in your pocket this year. The answer depends on something called the unit of property. The rules say you compare the work you did against the unit of property, not against the whole building as one giant thing. So the first step is knowing what counts as the unit. This regulation tells you, for most assets, the unit of property is simple. For a building, the regulation splits things into parts. The building structure itself is one unit. But 9 specific building systems are each their own separate unit. Those 9 systems are heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, which most people call HVAC, plumbing, electrical, escalators, elevators, fire protection and alarm, security, gas distribution, and any other identified system. Now here is why that split matters so much. When you replace part of your building, the question is not whether the replacement is a major component of the entire building. The question is whether it is a major component of that specific system. That is a much smaller scale of comparison. And that smaller scale can turn what might look like a big capital expense into a deductible repair. Here is an example. Say you replace a portion of your HVAC system. You do not compare that cost against the entire building. You compare it against the HVAC unit alone. If the portion you replace was not a major component of the whole HVAC system, it may qualify as a repair. Deduct it now. This is where a cost segregation study fits in. A study identifies the original cost of each building component and assigns it to the right depreciation class. That records what you pay for each system when you first place the building in service. Years later, when you replace or improve something, you need to know the original cost of the replaced component to properly account for it and potentially claim a partial disposition loss. That number comes from the study. So the unit of property regulation and a cost segregation study work together. The study records the components and their costs. The regulation tells you how to analyze each replacement and decide whether it is a repair or an improvement. The 9 building system designations also connect to a related concept called partial dispositions, which lets you write off the remaining cost of a replaced component when you discard it. That is the separate authority we cover in another episode. But it all connects back to this regulation and the way it breaks a building into defined units. The short version, this regulation says, your building is not one big thing, it is a structure plus 9 systems, each measured separately. That structure is what makes the repair versus capitalization analysis work in your favor. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. See the full authority library in your report for how these rules work together.